Hi guys, this is Maria and Manos, and you're watching On the Couch with M&M.
The show to help you build fun and profitable businesses.
Hello, thank you for joining us again on the Couch with M&M. Today we have Rose and Vanessa from Beyond Figures Bookkeeping. We started this Beyond Figures Bookkeeping company about 2 years ago, Vanessa, because we found a need for our agents and our franchisees to actually work with people in the bookkeeping industry that they knew real estate. Mm. They knew the ins and outs of it, and they're actually specialists in the industry. And it's been going quite well.
It's been exceptionally well. It's been 2 years in operation now, and we just love the name Beyond Figures Bookkeeping because it is beyond figures.
But we love it because Manos came up with it. Putting that in there.
But I think the importance of understanding, we've been really, really big in outsourcing as much of the day-to-day activities, administration,
of our agents,
as possible in running a business. Efficiencies come to the fore when you're able to do that. So, you know, in our time in real estate and over 10 years, we've been able to outsource all our trust accounting, we've been able to outsource all our bookkeeping, we've been able to outsource a lot of our IT, been able to outsource all of our Stellar programming and a lot of our sales support to bring efficiencies back into obviously the office environment. And bookkeeping is just one of those challenges that business owners have to keep on top of it and keeping the staff trained and up to date with the relevant legislation, relevant processes to keep it as efficient. And by us outsourcing it to Beyond Figures Bookkeeping, having professionals who are talented in that environment has actually changed our business. So let's just talk about the process of Beyond Figures. What is it you do for us?
Well, I think that the key to what you were saying is that you guys are really good at selling real estate and we're really terrible at that. Yeah. We're really great entering numbers and being fast. So, I mean, a classic is when a new client comes in and sees us on a calculator and they're just like, whoa, you know, because I can use a calculator both hands, and eyes closed and really quick to just do it. So entering is our thing. That's what we do and we can do it in about an eighth of the time of what you can do it in.
Exactly. So it's sticking to your lane, isn't it?
Correct.
It's doing what you do best, which is what we're talking about.
We can do it really fast. So, you know, if you're paying us to do your bookkeeping, it's only taking us an eighth of the time that it would take you, which is giving you the time to go out and do what you do best while we
which is lease property. Best. Yeah, exactly. Yes. Rose, you've been with us for a year and a half, so almost since the conception of Beyond Figures Bookkeeping.
Yes.
Tell us what's your favorite thing to do. I mean, you're looking after quite a few of our franchisees and our individual sales agents as well. You communicate with them, you help them with their books. Tell us a bit about your role.
So when a client joins Beyond Figures, the beauty of what I can tell them is that at the end, you'll be happy because whatever product comes out is 100% of what it should be.
Yeah.
There's so many rules and regulation with the ATO that some clients aren't aware of, and they're kind of a bit stressed when they come with their paperwork and they're like, I'm not sure how I do this.
Let's talk about the paperwork. Where they come with the paperwork, is it normally in a shoebox with all the invoices?
They're actually on their phones. They've actually taken photos of their bank statements and everything in their sliding front. They're showing me things with their laptop or their phones and the shoebox. So we've got the three versions. And whichever versions they bring in, I'm happy to just go, okay, this is the different software that you can use to make, turn it into everything that's possible, you know, everything that the ATO needs it to be.
What about training, Rose? You love doing that.
Oh, I love it. I'm a people person. Whenever somebody comes in, I'm more keen to the fact that I want you to understand what I'm doing. I only see value if you understand what I'm doing.
Mm.
It's okay for me to put in the figures, produce a bass, and you love it. But if you knew how much work is actually behind the scenes to getting that free sheet paperwork out, then you appreciate what I do.
Yeah.
And this is what I find with all my clients. With the help of Vanessa, I do about 6 hours training a week.
Wow.
The clients come in and they sit with me and
they want to know how to use the product, don't they? They want to know what they can see and how they can even make it easier for you. Easy. So when you've got, you know, your petrol receipt, they want to know how they can attach that and get it across to you so that you can keep it in their zero file.
Yes.
So then if the tax office ever comes out, it's right there, bang, there it is. Yes. Or if they've got a question, they can just look into it themselves rather than always coming in and seeing you.
Yeah. So I do promote independence in all clients. I like them to be able to do their own thing. Yes, we do all the work, but it's so good if you know how I did it and how I've achieved that. And you're able to go in a meeting on your own with your laptop and actually produce or do a report on your own without me having to be next to you.
Yeah.
Because we are outsourced. I can't be at each and every point where you need to be in your business life telling you what to do and what to show.
It's amazing. So you educate your clients in regards to how they use the program. And then that would give them a good idea of what they have to give you as well, like what information you need to actually produce what you need to produce at the end of the day. Yeah.
Yes.
I need one of those courses, I think. I'm the worst with my receipts, so I just put my hand up there.
But I think the most important thing is, no matter what size your business is, to outsource your bookkeeping. A lot of people have internal bookkeepers and they do that. And we started that way. Our life in real estate started with having staff and doing the bookkeeping, filling out all the... I was doing a lot of it myself. Yeah. And obviously that was taking me away from my highest value worth. But actually outsourcing, it becomes more efficient for the office.
Yeah.
It becomes more streamlined. You don't have to worry about the staffing resources. And again, I've done a podcast in regards to the actual cost of staff when they're in your business. Mm. You've got to add at least another 20-25% on top of the wage cost. It's for
the leave when someone's away.
When someone's away, there's no continuity.
To pick up that job. Yeah,
and that's a massive disruption. I mean, we outsource everything, so our process is really, really simple with you guys. And we get the invoices come in, whether it's bank statements or invoices for suppliers. And then all we do is forward it to Beyond Figures Bookkeeping, and you take care of everything from start to finish, from reconciling those invoices, from making sure that the suppliers are paid on the right time. You do all our payroll. You do all our BAS. It's quite a beast, really, the amount of work that you, as bookkeepers that you do, which is totally different to accounting. You're actually, can we talk about the difference? Let's talk about the difference between bookkeeping and accounting.
So from my point of view, obviously being both, I can see that our bookkeepers are really good at dotting the I's and crossing the T's, really good at making sure that every single thing matches up and is entered and is substantiated. So from a bookkeeping point of view, it's data entry and reconciling to make sure that everything is in there that needs to be in there.
Yeah.
From an accountant's point of view, we take that then and project it and we build on it. But if we're in my accounting business, if I'm getting a set of books from Beyond Figures, I know it's 100% accurate. I'm absolutely sure that everything in there can be proven and that Rose has got the receipts in it, all the documentation that needs to be there. So it's great to, as an accountant, to be able to work from that and go with it.
Yeah.
Often we if we have other businesses that like to do their own bookkeeping, an accountant then has to look a lot further and make sure that it's also correct and substantiated and followed by the rules. You know, Beyond Figures does all of that every day in, day out, entering, checking, reconciling, scanning it in, making sure there's proof.
Yeah. And then from a business owner's point of view, so I'm one big believer that the only person who should be paying the bills or checking the invoices is the business owner. And so we have that in our organisation. So because we use an online accounting program, which is Xero, which I'm a great fan of Xero. Mm-hmm. Some people like MYOB, and there's a couple of our other cloud QuickBooks. But you know, we've started on Xero, you know, six years ago. But one of my processes on a weekly basis is to approve all the bills. So Beyond Figures Bookkeeping, take all our invoices, put them into the system, and then on a Monday and Tuesday, it's my role. And if it's not me, it's my EA, who is checking the invoices before we do our pay run on Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's the same with them. Yeah, so we know. And to double check those invoices.
So many times that you found things in there that they shouldn't be there, or double.
And you know why, Maria? Because no one knows your business like you.
Yeah, that's right.
We can be bookkeepers and we're great at numbers and we're great at paper, but we don't know your business.
Yeah.
So something that we've got,
Not from you guys, but just even fraud. Like, Manos is seeing people like, I didn't mean that.
We've seen
it too. Yes. Yeah. So if you don't check it, how would you know? And it's just the last one was about $1,500 or something.
Yes, it was.
From a company that you've never heard in your life.
Yeah, they're so very clever. And as bookkeepers, it's not our role to know whether that.
Well, you can't. It's impossible. No, it's absolutely impossible. And that's where that double checking needs to happen.
And you're the only signature on the account. We can't draw money on your behalf. You have to do that. That's exactly right.
And it is going back to trust and making sure that the person you engage in doing your bookkeeping is familiar, and that face-to-face interaction as well is just so important. That obviously the face-to-face training that you do as well, or over the phone coaching,
is invaluable. There are a lot of different types of bookkeepers out there. You know, a lot of small ones, big ones, huge ones, whatever. But I think when you've got a business like Beyond Figures, that's all they do. They only do bookkeeping. They're fabulous at it with insurance, with staying up to date. We go to our training, don't you, Rose? You really communicate with Xero and with MYOB. Rose is also very good with ringing them up and saying, this is wrong with the program, you need to fix it.
Yes.
Very proactive.
Do you really?
Yes. I love it. You're making it work for her clients. Yeah. You're making those things happen.
Yeah.
So I think you need to have a bookkeeper that you have some surety that they're doing the right job.
Yeah.
And from a cost basis, people always ask me, by outsourcing, what does it cost me? And, you know, how long is a piece of string? So you probably have clients that probably charge $100 a month, $150, because they're very, very small, single operators. And then you have large businesses like ours, which have multiple businesses.
Yeah.
When I look at it, I mean, it's probably a couple of grand a month that we're paying in bookkeeping. If I was to have that person in-house, it's probably going to cost me double. So I do really see that as at least a 30 to 50% saving. But even if there was no saving in the actual dollar amount, it's a saving in the headspace of managing that team member, managing
holidays,
leave. Managing that team member in training, supporting that team member, all that. Whereas now you've outsourced it to the expert. And that's what, if there's one key message that we'd like the audience to get from this, is outsource those components of your business to the experts, because it's just going to be such not only a cost-effective process, but a time-saving process and an emotional headspace saving process.
And you know, the real estate agents can have confidence that it's being done right.
And you're going to save tax. The whole purpose of this is to minimise your tax obligations and being compliant. So when you do get audited, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Yeah.
That one, you've legalised and minimised your tax as much as possible.
Yeah.
And also you are compliant, so you can sleep better at night.
Yeah. Because we do offer efficiency. As a staff member doing the day-to-day, you might be bogged down with other things, other issues. We have set time and days where we tackle your file. So that's, instead of having a large bill from us, actually packed down in that 1 hour, we're actually doing everything for you, rather than doing 5 minutes and 5 minutes. You know, we actually focus on that time, that day, where actually you know you're going to get an email from you saying, all of this is missing. Where are you at with this paperwork? So it's actually really a follow-up on that particular day. They expect me to send an email going, great, all good, done, and here's your best. Or these are the things that are missing. Please come back to me. And sometimes the person doesn't have at that time or spot that particular thing that I need, but they will go, okay, send me an email and I will look for you, but you can go ahead and this is good to go. So it's also a matter of trust.
Communication as well,
isn't it? Knowing how the client works.
And communication.
Yes.
Awesome.
Definitely efficiency is the key factor in Beyond Figures. Which makes it.
You guys do an amazing job.
Thank you.
We love you.
Guys. Yep.
Is there anything that you want to add for the listeners?
Not really. I guess Beyond Figures is there to support. It's that outsourced expense in your business that supports you making sales.
I think what I love about it as well is because it's actually housed in the same space and office as your accountancy practice.
That's right.
So and I think that's a big plus compared to anyone else, because you've got, you know, you've got an accountant, you've got heaps of accountants that work for you at Miranda's, but you've got the right people there to ask for advice, or, you know, you constantly communicate, you're having lunches together, you know, you exchange
ideas. Keepers don't know the answers. They can come to us and get the answer.
Yeah, so I think that's a big plus with you guys, and that's why it works so well.
Because that whatever is
you're all there together
there is solved right then and there.
Yeah.
I just have to pick the phone and ask.
Yeah.
And usually within the next 15 minutes, I'm done.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
Excellent. Thanks for joining us,
Thank
guys.
Thank you so much, guys.
We'll put the details down the bottom.
Down below. Yeah. And by the time you're listening to this, it's coming to the end of the financial year, but don't wait to the last minute. Make sure you got all your paperwork in order. And if you haven't got assistance, by all means, contact these guys.
Or if you want any advice or a second opinion, Vanessa definitely. Is here.
And Rose
to answer all your questions.
Thanks for joining us. See you next time.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.